All right, catching up with Ryan Piziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. I appreciate some of your time, man. I know it's been busy.
Yeah, no problem, Adam.
Well, I want to talk ice fishing first. Actually, been getting some pretty steady reports from ice fishermen. I know we had a warm day yesterday, and I'm curious, first of all, what the conditions are sounding like, although I already got several people today told me it's a creeper kind of day out there. It was slicker than snot on most lakes.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain it would be today. The ice with the warm-up that we had throughout Christmas time definitely, in my opinion, helped the ice. It compacted it quite a bit with the rain, and it firmed up quite a bit.
How much are you seeing of solid ice on most of the lakes that you're hearing about, inland lakes?
Mostly around a foot.
Oh, wow.
Of good hard solid ice. So.
And then how much on top of that, like kind of crappy ice?
Four or five inches.
Okay. So you don't need extensions or anything like that. But also,
I guess
the whole point is that you can get ATVs, snowmobiles, side-by-sides, four-wheelers. They're going wherever you need to go now, then, if they got 12 inches of solid ice.
Yeah. I know myself, I'm a little bit more confident on taking a snowmobile or the ATV out now and doing some more exploring. But there's still some spots that need extreme caution. You know, you look at the texture of the snow and just be able to tell if there's a layer of slush underneath or thin ice even.
I've been hearing there's still spots where, you know, if you're walking, for instance, and all of a sudden you just get bogged down.
Yeah, by the river mouths and outlets and springs. I mean, extreme caution still. But for the most part, they're firmed up good enough that you can be running all over out there.
Now, at Wilderness Sports, you guys still got jet sleds and augers and all that kind of stuff for supplies if ice fishermen need stuff?
Yes, we do, Adam. We got a full selection of augers, a few tents left, a few sleds left. We will be restocking. You know, it's hard. We've just been slammed with the holidays, and you know, a lot of people coming in getting new product, and doing my best up here to fill these racks with all the new products I can get my hands on.
Well, Ryan, I definitely want to spend a little more time talking ice fishing, and then we'll get into some other things like predator hunting and hares. But I'd like to continue with you later this hour if possible.
No problem, Adam.
Ryan Piziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. We'll continue later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.